Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or puresativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me, as always. Let me ask you guys something first before we fucking get into whatever this is going to end up being. But have you ever not wanted to do something and you got to do it anyway? It's like you don't really want to fucking do it, but it's something you've committed to. And you're just like tired, but you know, you gotta fucking do it. That's exactly where I feel right now with this fucking episode tonight. Like, I'm fucking tired. It's a little later than normal. But I'm gonna fucking do it because it's kind of the thing right now. Is me staying consistent and doing this shit on a weekly fucking basis. So with that being said, this episode, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. But I guess first things we'll cover is all the deaths that happened. I'm sure you guys are all aware by now of the passing of my Jackson chameleon, Sir Curlo Carrillo. My son found him at a park. And he recently left this earthly plane to cross the Rainbow Road, or the Rainbow Bridge, I think it is what pets go over, onto the pet afterlife. So he's fucking dead. And then fucking Betty White died, and Bob Saget died. And, you know, the outpouring of love and support for the families of Betty White and Bob Saget, from all types of people on social media, comedians especially. My favorite tweet, I don't even remember who it was by, sorry, so I can't credit you, but I know it was a comedian, and he said, like, if you listen closely right now, you can hear the sound of a million comedians scrolling through their phones looking for a selfie with Bob Saget. However, not a single person took the time out of their busy schedules to make a heartfelt post about my dearly beloved Jackson Chameleon. I didn't do a post on it because I was out. I was too busy wallowing in my misery over our family loss. And so yeah, if you can tell if I'm in a mood this episode, that might be why. It's all this death that's surrounding us recently. And I just bought fucking a whole bunch of brand new crickets for this guy. Man, it was pretty gross, dude. I found him. We have like a drip system that drips down these fake leaves into a bowl. And I found him floating in the bowl when we came home. God damn it. And here's a parenting scenario dilemma for you listeners. I have two kids, a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, who, my 4-year-old actually found the Jackson Chameleon. But, so you got to tell him, right? Sir Curlo Carillo is dead. Do you tell them? And then, you know, dispose of the body and then tell them about it? Or do you don't tell them what happened and call them over to the cage and tell them, look in the bowl. And then wait for them to ask, what is that? What happened? And then you tell them he's dead. Like, what's the best course of action in that scenario? My wife didn't even want to look. She was like, fuck that. I don't want to look. It's maybe all chameleons do this, but when he was dead, his tongue was sticking out. That was kind of fucking weird. I've never seen a dead chameleon like that before. I did see one dead on the ground, but its tongue wasn't sticking out, and that was a long time ago. But yeah, rest in peace, Sir Curlo Carillo. I don't know what the fuck that name means, but that's my son who found him, named him that. So if you do the finding, you get to do the naming. So Sir Curlo Carillo. He was young, too. He was a small one. I don't know what the fuck we did wrong. But I don't think they're that expensive. If he finds another one, we'll fucking take it. But I am considering just going to the pet store and buying him a new one. But can you replace the love of a pet you found? They didn't, man, fuck that. These guys, they thought it was cool, but they didn't really care, you know, too much. I don't think they didn't seem too broken up by it. Anyways, fucking something happened that was kind of a return to normal, but not really, but kind of sort of. My wife started back going to Hula this evening. It was their first time having Hula practice in over 2 years. And they're at a new location, and they're at a new indoor space where, you know, where their halal is located is requiring either vaccination or 48-hour testing prior to coming on property, which is fine. That's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying vaccinations only. And so at least to have the option to test is good, I suppose. But unlike how it was pre-COVID, no, like, family members or kids or spouses or whatever are allowed to hang out and wait around, which was kind of like my fucking gig back in the day when Hula was normal. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you could find Uncle Eric with the cakey doing daddy daycare for a handful of halal kids. And it's been 2 years, and I gotta say, I haven't missed those fucking kids. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of other people's kids. I really like my own kids. They're fucking cool as shit. But other people's kids, I don't know. Sometimes, like, I know I'm not raising them, so there is some sort of... What's the word? I gotta be a little more fucking controlled around them. However, if you knowingly left your kids in my supervision, then you either know me well enough and are fine with the way I talk, but it's like, don't leave your kids with me if you're not cool with the way I fucking conduct myself. And not like I'm a fucking crazy person or anything, but like with my kids, I mean, I cut down my swearing by like 2%. So maybe around other people's kids, it's like the 90% I'll allow myself to swear. But that's way more than most parents do, so... A lot of times these kids trip out and it's like, I'm an adult. I can say what the fuck I want. You know what I mean? Like, you guys need to learn discretion is what it is. And that's what Uncle Eric is here to teach you, is how to do shit and get away with it without your parents knowing. And then you can always come back to this and have a good time with cool Uncle Eric. And then as long as you don't rat on me or let your parents find out, that fucking Uncle Eric lets you guys jump on the couch or fucking wrestle with each other and do all this crazy shit and get loud. And then when your parents are like, hey, and then I'm like, hey, I fucking was telling them and they weren't listening. Wink. But I miss fucking hanging out with all the fucking kids and just being around young minds that are so fucking like open to everything. You know, a lot of adults carry a lot of negativity with them. Seems like sometimes when people get into conversations, a lot of it tends to lead towards the negative. Fuck, I mean, there's a lot of negative going on right now to talk about. But kids, they don't know that shit. They don't give a fuck. So they move through life with blissful joy, and it's cool to be around that every once in a while. But at the same time, a lot of kids don't know how to fucking act right either, and it's fucking annoying. And at the same time, I just said you left your kids with me, so you know full well. But still, I mean, how far are you allowed to discipline someone else's fucking kids, right? Like, I know I'm not fucking putting hands on any of these fucking kids, but like, I will scold them, you know what I mean? And maybe at home they don't get scolded, and that might be a shock to them. But hey, guess what? You're in Uncle Eric's fucking daycare now, so it's a whole different set of rules, guys. But yeah, so a little bit back to normal, I guess. That's maybe once a week from now on, Mondays, but still not quite. But it's one of the previous routines we used to have prior to all this COVID bullshit. Like, people are like, you know, maybe it'll die down in a few weeks. I'm like, what the fuck gives you any indication that this shit is gonna die down, right? And even if, like, the numbers tend to skew low, has that had an effect on, like, the lifting of restrictions? And every time they fucking come out and say they're gonna be lifting restrictions, it's always just increased number of groups, number of people in a group you can have indoors or outdoors. It's never fucking, all right, you don't have to wear your masks anymore. And it's not that, you know, you don't need to show fucking a vaccination card or have a negative test to enter a place. Like, we're letting that shit go. Like, when are those going to disappear? Ever? And fuck, man. Like, the CDC, I don't know who this bitch's name was, but she was up here saying that, like, 75% of the reported deaths due to COVID were actually people who had at least four comorbidity factors and were, like, really fucking unhealthy. And, like, so 25% maybe actually died from COVID, or, like, the two, the three, the one comorbidity people, is that the other 25%? Like, what's the real fucking number of people who died from COVID, not with COVID? And even, like, Fauci was on the fucking news. I don't know who the fuck he was talking to, but even he was saying the difference between with COVID and from, or because, and all this shit. Like, all the things that the conspiracy people, that you guys, not you guys, maybe not you guys listening, but that other people were calling fucking nut jobs because they were saying the hospitalization numbers are inflated. If you go in there and you were in a car wreck and you die and then they test you and you had COVID, I bet you they're counting it as a COVID death. And looky, looky, looky now, motherfuckers. Look who is actually right again. Like, people need to start listening to these independent researchers, or these, I don't know, whatever you want to call them. I mean, not to everything. Like, pick and choose. Like, some of them, you're actually able to do your own research on some of the theories that exist out there. But there's some where it's like they're just taking other people's word for it, you know, and it gets a little crazy. There's a lot of fucking rabbit holes you can go down. Believe me, I've been down many. But when people say shit like they're inflating the numbers or they're lying about the data, like, these fucking pharmaceutical companies, man, they are fucking notorious for fudging statistics and data to push out the results that they want, to get whatever they want approved and passed so they can make the most fucking money. And another crazy thing is when you talk to people about, like, who the fuck you're getting your information from. Like, since when does anybody who's not a doctor have the authority to, like, discredit someone who actually has, like, letters behind their names? Like, I was talking to my mom and dad about fucking Dr. Robert Malone. And I just heard about him because he recently was on Rogan, you know, and I listened to that episode and it was really interesting. So I brought him up specifically to my parents, and my mom, like, kind of, like, scoffed and rolled her eyes and shit. And I'm like, you don't know, just because, like, they're not on CNN or fucking opposite Sanjay Gupta or who the fuck, you know what I mean, doesn't mean they're not real fucking doctors. These people are real fucking doctors. The people who are in opposition of the mainstream doctors are in fact real fucking doctors. some of them well fucking respected doctors, in fact. And the mainstream media, with all their power, just has the ability to fucking discredit these people, get them banned on social media, and do all this kinds of fucking silencing tactics to these people just because they're afraid that people will actually hear what they're saying and think for themselves. Or, I mean, you don't really have to think for yourself when you got someone like Dr. Robert Malone telling you these things, because he's the authority. He's the dude who, like, co-invented the mRNA treatment. I don't know. I don't even like saying vaccination with that anymore. It's just like, dude, there's so... Like, ultimately, I think the main plot or plan against the human population is to keep everybody fighting, keep everybody fucking separated, have one thing at least that people can fucking go back and forth on and argue about. And this COVID one has been working like fucking gangbusters, because like sometimes I don't even want to hear it from my mom. Like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Like when people start saying things like, wouldn't you do it for us? Like, it already tells me that you believe whatever they're saying on the CNNs or whatever the fuck. Because it's already, like, fact that they lied about what this Moderna and Pfizer gene therapy actually does to you. It's not a vaccine. So, for one, they go and change the definition of what a vaccine is. So now it encompasses this mRNA gene therapy technology, experimental gene therapy. And what the fuck was I just talking about? I totally had a brain fart. Oh my God. Crazy. But whatever. I forget. What the fuck? I really did. I was looking at this tapestry on my wall of Robert Nesta Marley, and I was looking at the patterns and just kind of got like lost in it. Totally forgot where this train of thought was taking us. I don't know. But yeah, it just sucks that fucking people don't want to like hang around with loved ones and relatives or fucking whatever. People are losing friends over whether or not you want to get fucking vaccinated or not get vaccinated. And here's the thing. I have nothing wrong with vaccinations. I'm not fully vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, but as a child, you have a vaccine schedule when you're born, and I have all that shit. And for the most part, I think I'm fine, except for maybe a few mentally developed. Whatever, I'm fucking retarded. But our kids are all vaccinated as well, like with what they give them when they're born. Like, but these have a history of like positive results. There's no, you can't tell me in this short amount of time that fucking the COVID vaccine has had the same positive benefits as like a measles or the fucking whatever else they get you, the hepatitis vaccines and all that shit. Like, those have definitely done way more good. And I'm not saying that they're 100% safe. I mean, I'm not saying anything because I ain't a fucking specialist or a doctor or any of this shit, but like, I personally know people who have children who have had negative side effects from like the normal fucking kid vaccines and shit. So I completely understand their hesitancy to get this new one. But I can understand anyone's hesitancy. And I can also understand people's willingness to jump right in. You know what I mean? I don't think that people who have decided to get the vaccine should be looked at negatively or in any way. it's their choice, and they felt that it was a decision that they needed to make to feel safe. What I have a problem with, though, is people who try to fucking push everybody to get it and not let people make their own decisions. Like, and I can understand, like, talking to people and asking them why they don't want to get it to understand, but what our government's doing, what even, like, just normal everyday people are doing, where they're requiring their friends to be vaccinated to come over for New Year's Eve and shit like that. Like that's fucking crazy to me. Like, that you would take the role of this authoritarian state into your own hands and impose that on the people you're supposed to fucking love. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, I understand a government doing it. They're not in the position they're in because they love all of us, right? They're in a position to control all of us. So a lot of times it does feel more like this whole vaccine thing is more a matter of compliance than it is of a public health issue. Because if you're fat as fuck and you get COVID, you're fucked, dude. And I'm not one to talk either. I mean, I'm not the fat guy on Twitter trying to go after Joe Rogan about medical advice. Because I'm the motherfucker who eats like shit and smokes and fucking lives off energy drinks and chips pretty much. So I'm not a vision of health by any stretch of the imagination. However, I'm not trying to impose my fucking will on anybody. So fuck, man. Like, I know and I realize that I am in no position to offer health advice to anyone. But I just wonder mostly about the people who think that they're in a position to do that. Right? Like, this whole movement of, like, getting your kids vaccinated is really fucking disturbing. And when people use their kids as, like, pawns in this fucking game. Like, I get it. They need poster children for this shit. Otherwise, it don't fucking work. Like, you need to see the kids who got the vaccination so you can know that it's real and they're out there. But it's like, as a parent, I would never. I mean, I guess in this, it's hard to say, right? Because I feel strongly this way instead of the other way. But I also wouldn't put my kids on a poster for no vaccine mandates either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to use my kids as a fucking the imagery of a movement or a non-movement or whatever. Like, that's something else. I wanted to give a fucking shout out to a very special individual who hit me up on the Instagrams. The fucking, oh wait, this fucking very high frequency podcast, Focus CDS, The City Don't Sleep, and The Whitest Guy. They have a podcast called The Original Wiggers Podcast. I think I'm saying that right. Yep, you heard me right. I said The Original Wiggers with a W, because that's like an amalgamation of white and the N-word. Because I guess in the 90s, if you were a white kid and you were into hip-hop, you were automatically classified as wanting to be black, I guess, whatever. So there was a term that flew around called Wiggers. But they have a podcast on YouTube. It's called, his channel is called Focus CDS. Stands for City Don't Sleep, I believe. But yeah, they got fucking, let me find their playlist. I see a bunch of clips. 17 episodes? Oh, it's like long clips. How the fuck do I know how many episodes you got, homie? Maybe they don't do it by episodes. They just fucking roll like savages. But anyway, they got a lot. He does a lot of comedy shit. So you guys should fucking check him out. What is he on Instagram? On Instagram, he is VHF Pod. VHF Pod. Right on, man. Well, fucking thank you. He hit me up. Said he was going to go follow and subscribe to the podcast. And I hope you do, because I could use all the support. Because this motherfucker right here, Voices from the Planet, 6 years strong, 138, 39 episodes deep. And, you know, I'm still learning and growing this thing. So I like it when people who do podcasts themselves check it out, because hopefully we can get some fucking feedback going and let me know. I don't know. I like listening to the non-mainstream podcasts as well. So check that shit out. Why don't you? And then go check out fucking Everyone Knows You're High. It's the other podcast I do with the Grow Guru. Been actually feeling like withdrawals from that for the past fucking 3 weeks. We've had the holidays, fucking family vacations and shit, fucking corona infections. So we've put off the podcast, but we'll be back this week. Well, we'll be recording this week. We'll probably put the episode out the following week. So I feel even bad for you, worse for you guys, because it's been like 4 or 5 weeks almost, or will have been, since you've heard the Everyone Knows You're High crew together. I don't know if we're going to have a guest or not. I feel like we shouldn't have a guest. This long of a break, we should fucking get back together and like circle jerk each other and just fucking tell each other how much we missed each other. But anyway, yeah, fucking the original Wiggas on YouTube. Go check them out. Like and subscribe. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Like 30 minutes in. It's good enough for not having really even fucking wanted to do this one in the beginning. Just, I don't know, man. Sometimes you just don't feel fucking into it. And then you come on here and you can like bitch about shit. And I don't know, hopefully people find it fucking entertaining or laugh a little. Yeah. But yes, go fucking, I don't know how many times I gotta fucking say that shit. I've run out of things to talk about. So I will just say, be sure to check out the Grow Guru, aka Kalei, over at Oahu Garden Supply in beautiful Waipahu. If you're not on Oahu or you're in the mainland, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you, but if you're here, you could check them out or check out their Instagram. At the Grow Guru Hawaii and at Oahu Garden Supply. And next I want to give a shout out to the homie Bong of Pakalolo Seeds in Molokai. Go check them out for all your growing, I don't know, you want your magic beans, you go fucking hit up a giant. If you want fucking good fucking seeds to put in the earth that can grow you some marvelous medicine, go check out Bong and the boys over at Pakalolo Seed Molokai. No, Jack didn't get the beans from a giant, right? He fucking got them from like a witch or something, or a wizard. Traded it for a cow. And then met a giant. Well, whatever. Anyway. And last but not least, my homie Miko Ferrari, a.k.a. Jerry Bondo. Nah, but fucking my boy Jerry at Retro Hawaii on Instagram. Go check him out for all your classic throwback apparel from Hawaii's past. But that's it. All right, guys. Thank you again for listening to this craziness. As always, see you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.
you help me? How could you help me? Spinning next time.